This is an ABC podcast.
G'day, it's Dr. Carl here at the end of another year. Now, have you caught up with your sleep yet? And why do we even need to sleep? Well, here's one of my favourite great moments from way back in 2013.
This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned
type. Now, it makes sense that we don't understand difficult and complicated stuff like quantum mechanics or dark energy. But we also don't know simple stuff such as, why do we sleep? Why do we spend about one-third of our lives virtually paralysed as well as being blind and dumb? Sure, we sleep because we are sleepy, but why do we get sleepy? And why, after about 16 hours, why not 1 hour or 60 hours? Now, it's not that the brain is resting. In fact, when we sleep, networks in the brain undergo very organised patterns of activity, and they use almost as much energy as when we are awake. Now, we also know that during sleep, the brain orchestrates the manufacture of many different types of molecules. Proteins, steroids, cholesterol, lipid rafts, human growth hormone, and many more. And on the other hand, if you don't get enough sleep, as happens to many shift workers, you suffer increased risk of heart disease and some cancers. But why do we sleep? Well, almost certainly it'll turn out that there are many different reasons, all of them correct to varying degrees. So, some sleep scientists claim that the ultimate purpose of sleep is to prune or weaken brain connections that you have made while you're awake. And so this means that the next day, your brain won't be overloaded with irrelevant memories. And other sleep scientists point to research that suggests that sleep replays and consolidates significant memories. And some recent research points out that during sleep, some nerves send their electrical impulses in the opposite direction that they normally do when you're awake. We're not too sure why they do this. And other current research says that sleep gives the brain the opportunity to flush out the various metabolic waste products created during the day. If you look at the brain, there's a lot of obvious anatomical stuff. The nerve cells, the glial cells that support the nerve cells, the arteries and the veins, and the cerebrospinal fluid, or CSF, that keeps the brain afloat. What is unappreciated is the space in between these structures, the gap, the void, the so-called interstitial space that is filled with the wondrous liquid called CSF. This interstitial space makes up about 20% of the volume inside your skull. Now, the brain weighs about 1.5 kilos. The trouble is that it's all soft and squishy with virtually no structural integrity. So normally, the weight of the brain would crush and damage all the structures at the bottom of the brain. So one very important role of the CSF, the cerebrospinal fluid, is to buoy up or float the brain so that its effective weight is only about 25 grams and the stuff at the bottom doesn't get damaged by the weight of the stuff above it. At any given moment, there's about 140 mils of CSF in and about the brain and the spinal cord. However, you make about 500 mils of CSF each day, so it's always being made and always being absorbed. This means that you have massive overcapacity to make extra CSF. And most of this CSF flows through the interstitial space. During sleep, the brain cells shrink. And so the interstitial space increases by about 60% in volume. This means that in the case of the brain, when you sleep, the flow rate of the CSF increases by an astonishing 20 times. Suddenly, the waste products of brain metabolism that have built up during the day are whisked away by the raging torrent of cerebrospinal fluid when we are asleep. Now, we know that in some cases, excess quantities of proteins in the brain are linked to various neurodegenerative diseases. For example, the protein beta amyloid is linked to Alzheimer's disease. These and many other similar proteins are normally present in the interstitial space. Purely as a research study, the scientists found that certain drugs could stop this flushing action of the massively increased flow rate of the CSF when we are asleep. as a direct result, this increased levels of nasty chemicals in the brain. Perhaps with different drugs, they could increase the flushing action of the CSF while we are awake, and reduce the levels of these nasty chemicals, and we could get de-wasted in the process.
What does it mean? Why is it so?
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.